There's Duran Duran on 91 at 2 AM. Now, at the last Musselbrook Business Chamber breakfast, I was so impressed with the speakers that they had, including Bruce Richards, who's the General Manager of Beacon Automation. Now, if you haven't heard of this before, it's a business based in the Upper Hunter, but sell their product internationally. It's fantastic. And a lot of our farmers probably already aware of it because they're heat detectors that allow our farmers to better manage their herds, in-calf rates, and subsequent farm profitability. Now, to explain this much better than I just have, I'm joined by Bruce in the studio. Bruce, how are you doing this morning?
Hey, good morning, Jessica. Great to be here and thanks for inviting me along.
Explain this product to me.
Well, you could explain it in a few different ways, but one way that we often say is that we get to work with a whole bunch of horny cows and we follow semen around the world.
I love it.
Maybe the more PC answer is that we manufacture a range of devices that are actually used by farmers, specifically dairy farmers and to a growing extent the beef market, where they can actually apply these products to the cows and it gives them a very strong indication of when the cows are ready to breed. So it allows them to better manage their farm and their herd, and particularly on a dairy farm, it actually lets them get all the cows in calf at the same time so they can manage that whole process throughout the year.
Yeah. So it's basically a patch that you stick on the back end of a cow and eventually it turns a red colour and that's when they are in heat, I guess?
Yeah, that's right. Cows, regardless of whether it's a yak in the Himalayas or a dairy cow on the plains of the Canterbury Plains in New Zealand, they have a unique characteristics that most dairy cows don't see a bull. The majority of the breeding is done through artificial insemination. And so what a cow will do when she's in heat, the other cows in the herd will actually mount her. They can't do anything. They just get up there and jiggle around for a few seconds and get off again. And so we take that trait of cattle to our advantage, whereas that patch that you said is adhered to the back of the cow.
Yeah.
It's positioned at a point where the mounting cow will actually put pressure on that patch and that pressure will actually make the patch change colour.
Yeah.
And so when the cattle come in for milking, if they see a coloured patch, they know that she's being mounted by the other cows, which means she's in standing heat, which means she's ready to breed.
Yeah. It's a fantastic product. I mean, obviously, the benefits are huge for a farmer on land. You know, as you said, it makes everything a bit more organised. You can have all of your cows in calf at the same time. What other benefits are there?
Well, that's certainly the big thing, Jessica, that if they miss a heat from a cow, because cows cycle every 21 days, if they miss that heat, it means it's potentially another 3 weeks before that cow is in calf, which down the track means another 3 weeks of maximum milk production that they're missing out on. So the quite small cost relatively of applying a patch is far outweighed from the cost of what their lost production might be. And it also allows, other than the economics on farm, it allows staff who may not be as experienced as others who have been on farm for quite a long time to actually be able to interpret the information that the patch gives them rather than looking at the cow and seeing if she's got that special glint in her eye on that particular morning. So.
And obviously it's been so successful because this is something that you sold internationally.
Yeah, that's right. Look, the business traditionally had just been supplying the Australian and New Zealand market. But over the last 5 years, when there's been a bit of a structure change to the business, we've been able to take it and grow it internationally now. So we're now across 37 countries around the world.
Wow.
And that's all through the Americas, Sub-Saharan Africa. Obviously, Australia and New Zealand continues to be a big market for us. And sections of Europe. So and at the moment, we're looking at expanding further into the Asian market.
Oh, wow. So in terms of the, I guess, the Hunter region, do you sell quite a bit in our area or...?
Well, unfortunately not. So if there's any dairy farmers out there who need this sort of product, give us a call. But the reasons behind that, the Hunter region, like a lot of dairy regions in Australia, have declined over the years. At the moment, the Australian dairy industry, 80% of it is in the Victorian market. And so the pockets of dairy outside of Victoria have been contracting more and more over the years. Certainly, there's still some big farms around. But the Hunter region, South Coast and New South Wales are still quite strong, but the dairy space here in the Hunter has become relatively small over the years. So our market is, you know, it's not a huge part for us, but certainly those farmers in the local area, we love to support them as best we can.
Mm. Certainly from a business perspective and a local economy perspective, it's great for the Upper Hunter.
Yeah, that's right. Look, we've got a staff of nearly 20 people out there, and so they're all local families, local community, and it gives an alternative of employment outside of the traditional big industries that are here in the Upper Hunter. And I think sort of over the next few years, you know, that employment market might change a bit in the Upper Hunter, and so we're just one of a number of smaller businesses out there that are contributing to that diversity in the Upper Hunter.
Yeah, that's fantastic. So if a farmer does want to get in touch with you, learn more about the product, where's the best place to go?
Yeah, certainly you can jump on our website, which is just beaconhd.com.au, or give us a call. We're just here local out in the industrial estate here in Musselbrook. So yep. Look us up and get in touch.
Fantastic. Bruce, thank you so much for coming in this morning.
Happy days. Thanks very much, Jessica, and thank you.